It was my father's call that came, but not before 2 hours had passed. Mary returned with a request that I go directly to the parlor. With a madly beating heart, I started down the broad carpeted stairs, my hand caressing the highly polished balustrade. Before the massive doors to the room, I paused and drew breath. Then I knocked. "Come in," I heard my father say. I entered. My mother was seated in a chair. My father was by her side, standing with his legs slightly apart, as if bracing himself. A hand gripped one of his jacket lapels. The other hand rested protectively on Mama's shoulder. She stared down at the carpet. "Charlotte," my father said, "please shut the door behind you." I did so. "Now come stand before us."
"Yes, Papa."
I advanced to the place indicated by my father's pointed finger. Only then did I notice that the room, even for an August midday, was uncommonly warm. I glanced toward the fireplace and was startled to see a blaze there. It took me another moment to realize that my journal was being consumed by flames. I made a move toward it.
"Stop," my father cried. "Let it burn."
"But..."
"To ash."
I turned to them in disbelief.
"Charlotte," my father began, "I have read your journal carefully. I have read some of it, not all, to your mother. I could say any number of things, but in fact we'll say only a few. When I have done, we shall not speak of any of this again. Is that understood?"
"But..."
"Is it understood, Charlotte?"
"Yes, Papa."
"When I sent you to the Barrington School for Better Girls, I had been, I believed, reliably informed that it would provide you with an education consistent with your station in life, to say nothing of your expectations and ours for you. I was deceived. Somehow your teachers there filled your mind with the unfortunate capacity to invent the most outlandish, not to say unnatural, tales."
"Papa," I tried to cut in.
"Silence," he roared.
I closed my mouth.
"What you have written is rubbish of the worst taste, stuff for penny dreadfuls, beneath contempt. Just as Charlotte is poorly served when you speak ill of your betters, such as poor Captain Jaggery. More to the point, Charlotte, your spelling is an absolute disgrace. Never have I seen such abominations. And the grammar, it is beyond belief. An American tutor, miss, shall instill a little order in your mind. But the spelling, Charlotte, the spelling!"
"Papa!"
"That is all we have to say on the subject, Charlotte. All we shall ever say. You may return to your room, and you will wait there until you are summoned again."
I turned to go.
"Charlotte?"
I stopped, but did not turn.
"You are forbidden to talk about your voyage to your brother and sister."